It's the beginning of a new month, and there's never a shortage of storylines to talk about when discussing the Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome to Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, and we're going to discuss the topics of the day surrounding the Eagles, along with Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. And the first thing that we want to get into is the off-season conditioning program is finally underway. Chip Kelly and his staff can discuss football with the players. And again, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of storylines to delve into. But Dave, beginning with you, what is the most compelling storyline facing the Eagles at this time?
Well, I think it's something that everyone has been talking about forever here, and that's the quarterback position and what Chip Kelly's offensive scheme will look like and which of these five quarterbacks will be atop the depth chart when the draft rolls around. And I think then after that, what happens in the draft? It's clearly, to me, the position that has not been defined since the Eagles traded Donovan McNabb back on Easter of 2010. The Eagles need to find a short-term solution who becomes their long-time answer.
Yeah, and I think on the other side of the ball, obviously we want to see what the defense is going to be looking like, the identity of that defense under defensive coordinator Bill Davis. But the thing that I'm most interested in seeing is the health of the offensive line protecting those quarterbacks. You've got three guys coming back from season-ending injuries, Jason Peters with the Achilles, Jason Kelce with the torn ACL, and Todd Harriman's with the foot injury. All three of those guys are expected to be ready to go here as the offseason conditioning program ramps up. So I want to see them being fully healthy, full participants. That way the Eagles can go on, move forward, protecting those quarterbacks, which was such an issue last season.
Now, the Eagles did a lot in free agency, but however, they did not address the offensive line. 12 new players in all were added to the roster in free agency and trades. And when you're discussing which ones are going to make the biggest impact, what do you think, Bo, of the team's approach to free agency and what they were able to accomplish?
Well, I love what they did. And as general manager Howie Roseman has talked about, what they did was fill needs, address these needs in mostly short-term ways, but guys who are talented, guys with upside. And that allows them to then go into the draft and take the best player available at number four and throughout the rest of the draft. But you look at all the young guys that brought in on defense, Patrick Chung, Bradley Fletcher, Connor Barwin, all those guys will be able to step in and at least compete for starting roles, and it's going to help bringing the identity of, as we said, this Bill Davis defense.
You know, it allows the Eagles to go into the draft and not have to overreach to fill specific needs. I mean, the defense is largely in good shape at this point. The Eagles understand that they are not going to hit home runs with every one of the players that they added. I think the Eagles, to me, it's all set up for the offensive line in the early rounds of this draft, rounds one or two, and then potentially a quarterback as well. But I think it gives the Eagles some stability as they change schemes defensively and get players who have experience in the front seven as they go from 4-3 potentially to a hybrid 3-4.
There's still a lot of fascination regarding what Chip Kelly is going to do here in Philadelphia. We've been with him now for 3 months here. And Dave, I'll start with you on this one. What do we know now that we didn't know back in January when he was first hired as he begins his tenure as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I'm not sure we know a whole lot about him. I think he's been very, very good with the media. And he's candid, yet at the same time hasn't really exposed himself because he doesn't know the players on this roster. He doesn't know exactly the scheme he's going to run. He wants to see how the players fit into what he would like to run. And if he feels that things can change for the better with a Nick Foles, for example, at quarterback, then that will be up to him to change. But I think what I know about Chip Kelly is that he is adaptable, that his coaching staff is a mix of coaches who've been in the NFL, coaches who come from college, that he's got a lot of bright ideas, that he's not afraid of change. And I think the word you're going to hear more than anything from the players this month is change, because everything from the locker room to the food preparation to the way the team trains all is about change with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, and in terms of the player personnel that he's brought in, a lot of the things you're going to see is speed, size. You look at the guys on defense that have brought in, corners, both big guys. Isaac Sopawaga, obviously, who can play at the nose tackle. I think we also know that he doesn't really want a traditional fullback. He traded Stanley Havili to the Colts, and I think James Casey is going to fit that role for the Eagles. But other than that, as you said, Dave, he wants to see these guys on the field himself so he can judge them. But for now, I think we do know that he does covet size and speed. Even a throwaway signing, you might think in Ifeanyi Moma, 6'7", see what he can do. He's a big guy, you know? That's what he wants.
In 3 weeks, just a little over 3 weeks, is the NFL draft, and we'll learn more about what Chip Kelly wants in his players as he and general manager Howie Roseman formulate the foundation of this football team. The Eagles are well stocked with 9 picks overall, including the number 4 overall selection. With the offseason that the Eagles have had to date, What are the Eagles poised to do later on this April? Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, they're going to take the best player available, whoever is the best player atop their board at number four. Now, Dave did say offensive tackle is certainly a possibility. Both Luke Jokel and Eric Fisher from Central Michigan are possibilities at number four, but they could go any direction. They could go corner, they could go defensive line, they could go anywhere, and that's what is exciting, is that there's no gaping hole on this roster, so they have the ability to take whoever they think is going to be the biggest difference maker at any position.
I think there's no gaping hole, but I think at the same time the Eagles are very realistic with what they have. This is a 4-12 football team. They need upgrades across the board, so when you say, hey, there's no gaping hole, that's true, but you're still coming back with a 4-12 team. Roster may have been better than 4-12, but still the Eagles were 4-12 last year. I think the Eagles are going into the draft with an open mind, not only in who they draft, but where they draft. Howie Roseman obviously is someone who likes to wheel and deal. Don't rule out, of course, moving out of that fourth position, picking up some extra picks.
A lot of intrigue heading into these weeks, heading up to the NFL draft. That's going to do it for this edition of Cover 2. We'll continue to cover everything that's happening with the Eagles as the offseason program finally gets in full swing. For Dave and Bo, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch you later.